All right, Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Im lo yisaydi loch hayofa bat noshim. If you do not know, you who are the most beautiful of women, I loch b'ikve hatzoin, go forth in the footsteps of the sheep, ur ies gedio yisayich, and pasture your goats, Al Mishkanos Haroim, near the place where the Roim, where the shepherds live, where their homes, the places where they stay. Okay, so this is, let's see what Rashi says. Zuhi Tshuvas Horoye. The Roye says back, Im lo yisaydi lo chayofa leheichon telchi lerois tzonecho. If your question was, if your question was where can you graze your flock? In other words, like the previous pasuk said, you know, we're in the golus, and where can we graze our flock amongst the wolves and the all the negative elements that we have in the golus? You beautiful of women, if you don't know where to go to graze your flock, because it seems that the shepherd has stopped leading them. So Hashem is addressing here the Klal Yisrael, I guess. I mean, I don't know if he gives a moshel and nimshel on this, but he seems to be addressing the Klal Yisrael. if you don't know where you're going to graze your flock, because there's no place safe in this golus. Well, where are we going to live? Where are we going to raise our families? I don't know, whatever is implied in that. In this golus, where there's no place safe. We're surrounded by animals. We're surrounded by all the negative influences and elements. So if you don't know where to go, because it seems that the Roya has left you. In other words, when we had a Roya, if Hashem was directly dealing with us, I would say maybe that refers to the Nevi'im. We had Nevi'im guiding us exactly what to do and where to go, so we had a better chance. But right now we're in Golos. We don't have Nevi'im. We're surrounded by animals, and today we see we're still surrounded by the same animals. Just look at the Security Council and the United Nations and the same stuff, you know. So if you don't know where to go, so what should you do? And the Roya doesn't seem to be. He's not guiding us. He's not directing us. So what are we supposed to do? So it says, and it's interesting. What? The Roya is Hashem. The what? Is us. And what's interesting about the, let's just see the Rashi's on that. We'll see. It didn't say Haroya Hayofa Banoshim? There's no Rashi on that?
Yeah, Hayofa Banoshim.
At Hayofa Banoshim, yeah. Shechodal Haroya Mel Hanigosim. The Roya is no longer leading you. You don't have a Novi, we don't have the leadership that we ain't Lono. What? That leadership is. We say it on Sukkot. I think we say in the after Klapta Hoshana says Yehi Rotzon, and I often wondered how did the Chofetz Chaim say that Yehi Rotzon? How did Reb Chaim Moshe say that? He says Ein Lono Lomanik, you know, we have nothing, and the Teretz is whatever we have, but it's still not compared to what. We don't have. No, not just Moshe Rabbeinu. We had Nevi'im. We had Nevi'im. There were Nevi'im. There were great Nevi'im. There were middle. There were lower Nevi'im. There were Sanhedrin. There was today. You know, we don't have.
Every generation we have, we're lacking.
I understand, but it's still the Golos. With the Golos, there are no real leadership in terms of real Nevi'im compared to the leadership, compared to someone who Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks directly to him and he hears him and he tells him, go say Bishmi. You hear? Chazon Yishayohu. You hear? This is exactly, Hashem came to me and said this and this, and they were Boduka Menusa, that they were Nevi'im, and we could accept that everything they said was Advar Hashem. We don't have that. And those days, there was a leading Novi of the generation. We don't have that either. They're not the leaders. Today, everybody has his own leader. Everybody has his own, there is such a thing. I mean, the Gemara even says, Chochem Odef Mi Novi, that a Chochem has certain kuches in certain ways, but Lemaisa.
It's like all the time that Nagas
Chochem. How is it even? I don't know. That's a good question, I guess.
Maybe after the Nebuah, it's not as good as Chochem.
I don't know. question. We have to analyze that. Okay, but that's not for now. Anyway, so if you don't know how you offer banoshim, you hear tziloch bikvei hatzoin. So what does Rashi say? Histakli bipsiois derech shaholchu hatzoin. Look in the footsteps, in the ways that the tzoin walked. V'ha'akovim nikorim, and you can recognize the footsteps. Akovim is from the lashon of akev, the heel steps. V'chein harbi b'mikro ikvoy secho loynodu chumoso akovay v'yoger yoshev alakov v'oisa aderech lichi. Look back to the way that they looked, that they walked, and follow them. So, in other words, here at Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael something very interesting. Where in Shir Shirim Aleph Posuk Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael, listen, you don't know. He says, where should we graze our flock? Where should we go? We're surrounded by enemies. We're surrounded by animals. The world wants to devour us alive or dead. And this is the history of our Golos. And we have no manik, says Sharei. Says shechod al haroya mila hanigoy. So we don't have a manig anymore.
It's not only for physical protection,
no? Well, no, everything. Yeah, everything. We don't have a manig anymore. We're in trouble. We don't know what to do. Where do we graze? How do we survive in this golus? Okay. So Hashem says, when you don't have, thank you. Hashem says, when you don't have a manig, and you don't have someone leading you where to go. We do have a manik. Histakli bipsiois derech shaholchu hatzoin. Look at the way that the previous the flocks traveled. V'hakovim nikorim. He says their ways are recognizable. From Lashon Ekev. He says, and you can recognize their ways and follow those ways. So he pushes his spoidenu bedarkei v'seichem rishim shekiblas terosi v'shomayes mishmarti u'mitzvayse u'luchu bedarcheim. Follow their ways. In other words, we have, Rashi seems to learn pshat, that what the Pasuk is saying to us, we do have a sort of a manik. We have a mesira. We have the way. If we follow bedarkei avoseinu,
we have a straight mesira, but there's so many different versions of it.
That doesn't matter. So whatever the version, if we doubt, well, first of all, we may not be talking about the versions. We may be talking about the mitzvahs. We may be talking about... See, Rashi just says, follow the dark every seinu. He adds on his own. He's just trying to fatayt Rashi, but he adds to it. He says, where's that Rashi? Later. Oh, so he didn't make it up. Very good. Okay, but that's Pasha what it means. So in other words, but there's something very...
So why do I need to look at the forefathers to know that I got to follow the Torah?
Wait, that's a very interesting question. So we have a question. You asked a question. There's a question like this. Is the pshat, first let's see what the pshat is, then we'll see why we have to do it that way. We don't know. Is the pshat in this, tzi'iloch bi'ikvei hatzoin, ur'iyes gedio yisaycha mishkenoi saroim, let's finish the Rashi first before we deal with that question. Ur'iyes gedio yisaycha mishkenoi saroim, bein mishkenoi shar haroim, sha'at etzlam. Between the other shepherds that you're by, meaning the nations of the world who have kings and have this and so forth. V'zeh ha'dugma. Now he's going to explain the dogma, so this is better for us. If you, my beloved, my congregation, whatever, hayofa banoshim, he again repeats how beautiful we are, bishar ha'umois, among the other nations. In other words, by comparison, there's no comparison. How are you going to shepherd yourselves or your flock and be saved from those people that are out to get you, that are oppressing you? To be amongst them and that your children should not be destroyed. Look into the ways of our avisayich harishonim shekiblu torosi v'shomer mishmarti u'mitzvayis u'lechi b'darcheihem. look in the ways of your fathers, your early fathers, your ancestors, early ancestors that accepted the Torah and they kept the mishmeres, all the protective derabonons around the Torah, whatever. Asu mishmeres lemishmarti umitzvoy sayin the mitzvos ulechibed archeim. Vaf bischar zoyis teidi gidiyo isayich etzel sori huumois. Oh, Tiri, I see, I can't see. Nobody corrected me. So it's Tiri Bishar this as in other words, in Bishar for this, you will be able to graze your flock by the Umois. What? Oh, so wait, so what does it mean Bishar? So I guess it's like this. So first of all, it sounds like this. It sounds like there's a few things going on. So, and then we'll see if you have a question or not. It sounds like there's a few things. One second. It sounds like there's a few things going on. It sounds, number one, he's not just saying, follow the Darche HaTorah. You hear? He's not just saying, follow the Darche HaTorah. He says, look at the ways of Abu Sayyid. See the ways they followed, how they followed the Torah. So, that's number one. And then he says, that you point out, he says, Bishar Zeh, Bishar Zeh, V'af b'schar zo is teidi gidiyo stiri gidiyo sayich etzel
sori. Say it's foul how they did it.
What?
Look at what they did.
No. But the question is like this. Wait a second. Wait. There's two questions on the floor. Number, why don't you just tell me like this? Do the mitzvahs. Yeah, do the mitzvahs. Now, if you tell me do the mitzvahs, I can understand. There's two things that could be in following the Torah and following the mitzvahs. One is that you'll have guidance in what to do and how to... Because the question is, what are we going to do? We're living amongst these animals. Well, how are we supposed to know what to do? Where are we going to graze our flock? Which means, how can we be safe? How can our children be safe? That's what he says. They're being called matzikim. So he could say, listen, follow the Torah. That could be one of two things. Either it could be a schus, right, the schus HaTorah, you'll be able to be saved, or it could be the guidance. If you follow the mitzvahs, that will give you the right guidance when you decide everything. Al pi das Torah, what you're supposed to do. Am I supposed to live in this community or not? Well, let's look at the situation. Let's see what the halacha would demand. Let's see this. Let's see that. Whatever it is. So maybe that is the not just the schus, but the guidance. Okay, so those are two possibilities. Now, one second. I don't know, I'm just putting the possibilities. Rashi says bischar zois, okay? But Rashi does not say bischar zois just on keeping the mitzvahs. Rashi says follow in the ways, and it says more. It's ibik ve'atzoin. So Rashi says the Loshen, Hisboinani bedarke avoisaich horishonim shekibel terosi. So ulechi bedarcheim. So there's two things. Hisboinani ulechi bedarcheim. So it seems clear that it's not just saying follow the mitzvahs of the Torah. It says hisboinani bedarke avoisaich. Bedarke hor. As the pasuk says, or itziloch beikve hatzoin. Go in the ways that the previous people went. So it sounds like that there's something about looking at the ovos and figuring out from the way the previous generations conducted themselves, that's the way that Hashem is leading us. So if that's the case, which is more mashma, then your question comes again, then what do you mean af bischar zois? Why is it bischar zois? Oh, so that's the question. Sometimes, could you translate? Sometimes bischar zois means not just because of a brocha, a merit, a gift that you get, but bischar zois, in other words, it's like because of this. Yeah, when you do this, so what? Oh, what's for af bischar zois?
So those are the two things. You follow the Ovos that they kept the Torah and try to go in their ways the way they did it.
No, but af bischar zois tiri gidiyo sayich. What's that va'af? Let's see if he does anything.
Also, he says
bischar zois tatzlich legal b'neichem misholem etzel machnoiseim shel sori umos.
He also says ulchi b'darcheim, Rashi says.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I'm saying it's not only...
No, it's boinen ibelechi.
Yeah.
So in other words, we're supposed to look back to the way the Avos lived, to the way the previous generations lived, not just keep the Torah.
Could your kibbutz be referring to who, which Avosayach we're supposed to look back to?
What?
It sounds passionate, but...
I don't know. I guess.
Just look to the forefathers that kept the Torah, and then we'll look at what they did and how they did it. And
yeah, but maybe it. I mean, there is such a thing, Maise over similar bonim, but he should have said that. There's such a thing that we look at the lives of the Ovis and then we understand the similar things, patterns in our lives. But he doesn't say, he doesn't refer to that.
What do you say about Av?
No, I don't, but Av, I don't know yet what to say. But Av bischar zois tirig di yosayich. Av. What? No, he doesn't say anything about it. He doesn't say a word. It's not the Mitzuda. This is just somebody who paraphrased the Rashi. But what?
And other words.
Oh, this? Oh, I'm sorry. Va'af b'schar zos. And as a reward for this, he leaves it out. he's a wise guy. No, he says, as a reward for this, you will pass to your...
In the middle front, two from top, one of those.
It sounds like this. It sounds like the pshat is like this, that if you follow the ways of the previous generation, I don't think it's only the Ovis, the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but it says your early rishonim. It doesn't say shekiblo torosi v'shom mishmarti v'ker. Avram Avinu is not necessarily Kiblu Torosi. He's Shomer Mishmarti, but there was no Kabbalah Satoru. But in all the previous generations, so if we follow their ways, I would say maybe the Pshat is like this. That, well, one second. There's a, in following their ways, there's a guidance. But besides the guidance, maybe I gotta go. Besides the guidance, there's also in the schara that. In other words, the Pshat says, you did what you had to do. You want to know how to live amongst these animals? Follow the guidance of the previous generation. And by following that guidance, you'll be searching for the right direction. And your search for the right direction is what's going to entitle you to succeed. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's va'af b'schar zois. In other words, not only, maybe that's the af. Here, listen, let me just say, not only will you have the right direction because you follow their direction, but va'af b'schar zois, you'll also have the schar of looking back to their direction. So when we look back to the Ma'aseh Ovos, to the previous generations, we have two things. We have number one, the direction. And not only that, we have an additional insurance, the af b'schar zois, that because of the fact that you look back to see what the Mesirah was and how they conducted themselves, in that schus, you'll also be zeicher. So it's a double barrel thing. No. He says, what? Shekiblu tarosi v'shomro mishmarti. That's the... Ulechim b'darcheim. No, it's a sorry almost meaning the goyim.
Yeah, maybe that's sorry.
Yeah.
Why would you want
to be at sorry almost?
I don't know, but we are close to the king, close to the now Trump or whatever.
Hey, after schaas at tirig you say so sorry almost. Ah, so in other words, not only will you survive the wolves, but you'll succeed even with the malchus. That's very mashmal like that. What? No, he says you'll be re'ir gedir yisayach, means you'll pasture your flock. In other words, you'll be able to how do you call it? What? You'll rub shoulders. You'll be able to connect even with the sorry umos.
Why does Rashi say that this is definitely for kids?
The real problem is that our children are going off. In other words, the people themselves that are strong are strong. But the real problem that we had, I guess that was the problem in the beginning. How are we going to, maybe we can handle it, but what's going to be with our children? When you talk about the flock, you're talking about the next generation, not the shepherd. Himself. Yeah, but no, I don't mean the next generation of the flock. I mean the shepherd versus the flock. We're like the shepherds. The previous generations.
The generations.
That's how it is.
Not the royal.
No. The royal.
The people. What the people does.
But he said, Rashi says, that's a good point. But Rashi says, his bainini bedarki avosayich. No. Horishayim shekiblu tarosi. Oh, in other words, it doesn't even have to be the leaders. It's avosayich shekiblu. All those that follow the Torah. Maybe. I hear. All right, it's not clear. All right, I got to run, gentlemen, to be continued. But anyway, but we do see that that's the way to deal with the issue.